It's Campus in Liverpool, it's Post Malone and Swae Lee, it's Sunflower. Should brighten up a little bit for the races, because it's not nice right now. B. Harry, thank you very much for your message, saying she might get a little bit of mosh. Yes, it's our final show.
Oh, I'm going to get a mosh, and I've just done all my makeup for Ladies' Day.
Unbelievable that we lasted so long.
True.
Especially me, 10 years, like, on this.
I'm five and a half.
Yeah, it's incredible how well we blagged it.
I know, right?
But no, Liverpool, you've been absolutely incredible. You've been amazing, you know, and you've welcomed us. And I absolutely love the listeners to this show.
Oh, me too.
You helped us through some difficult times as well, like especially when I had little Toby. And for those 5 months that we were in hospital, it was amazing. The support you gave me and my wife and little Toby, your little message of support meant so much. And so for that, I say thank you and I will not forget it.
Do you know what, right? We are in people's cars every morning or in people's kitchens or in your ears, like however you listen to the radio. But you're with us as well. Like there's people we know are going to tweet every morning. There's people we know are going to get in touch. There's people we know are going to phone. And if you've ever been part of this show... Like, I'm getting emotional. If you've ever been part of the show, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Okay, so I was going to put together a compilation of funny bits.
Okay.
But I realised we're not funny. So that's probably why we're off. It's Capital Breakfast, Calvin Harris and One Kiss. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Rachel, give us an inspirational quote about change, quick.
Keep your face to the sunshine and you cannot see a shadow.
Oh, I needed that.
Oh.
Don't look directly at the sun, though.
Right, American Sam, what's this bit now?
I've brought the boss in. That was your surprise.
Because God,
why is that a surprise?
Because I think the boss deserves a chance to embarrass you a little bit.
What's the boss's name?
Dan Bunker.
Find him on Instagram.
He's really boring.
And Tinder.
Yeah.
No, he's not
on there
that.
Anymore.
Oh, you know.
Throw me under that bus, thank you very much.
in your Tinder profile... You said you knew us, didn't you?
I said I was best friends. I could give them your mobile number if you wanted.
And if anyone's interested in working in radio.
Yeah. You didn't get any days.
Yeah, well, we used to say send him your demos, but please don't.
Right, anyway, what do you want?
I have spoken to your former bosses.
All right.
All right.
Right.
And I've got them to give me some stories about you three.
Oh, no.
So we're going to play a little game. The game is, I'm going to read out a story. Oh. You have to write down on the piece of paper in front of you which of you it's about.
Right, okay.
How many stories have you got?
I got three.
Oh, so there's a story about each.
Essentially, don't ruin it.
Okay, sorry.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, this is dramatic. I'm squirming a bit. Are we going to squirm on this?
Yeah, we are. Oh,
so we have to write, don't shout it out, write it down, yeah?
Yeah. Right. Story number one.
Okay.
Who once asked for a pay rise with their key argument being, I work the hardest out of the whole team.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, that's a very private thing to reveal.
I already know the answer, though.
Blimey.
Years and years, that is If You're Over Me, Capital Breakfast, live across the North West and North Wales. My last day on Capital Breakfast. Oh, thank you so much for all the lovely comments that we're getting on Instagram this morning, on my Instagram. It's just, it's really, really nice. And I'm glad and I'm very happy that we've had such an impact on so many people's lives here in the North West and North Wales. I know the new show with Roma is going to be wicked. It starts on Monday from 6 a.m. and I'm just moving to a different show here on Capital. So it's all good, baby. It's all gravy. From 4 o'clock, I will be on from Monday, every weekday, until 7 p.m. And it's going to be sick. It's this show in the afternoon. It's this show with sleep. Imagine what this show is going to be like with sleep.
You'll be left in...
You're right, it's Friday morning. This is Capital. The weekend is almost here. Yay!
Oh.
And it's our last ever breakfast show on Capital.
I know. Thank you, everybody, so, so much for listening. We absolutely love you.
Yeah, you're the absolute best. And we're going to miss... each and every one of you.
I'll tell you what, right, is I listen to this breakfast show every single morning, and every single morning you have new ways to surprise me and make me laugh.
Hello, Mr. Fudge. This is Joe. Oh, happy lady or a lady boy. I like you, Mr. Fudge.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one for me.
you more than a Man United match. Heck, I love you more than an England match. I love you more than a 10-kill death streak on Call of Duty.
There's always that one kid that comes back to school after the holidays with a story that's just a bit too good to be true.
So, he come back to school and he told us that he was ringing random telephone numbers and he told us that he managed to get the direct number to the President of the United States.
Hey, Bill, yesterday I was changing a tyre and it rolled off. So I'm Bill, I watched the tyre roll down the hill and I'm from Coton Mundeville.
Told us about a water fountain in Italy. It's like an optical illusion, so if you look at it long enough without blinking, it starts to look like Ainsley Harriet.
Give your meat a good old rub.
I'm gonna wet myself off with that much of you, man.
I covered my nipples in Dijon mustard and they never went anywhere near with you.
Started a new job, mate, in Palace to the factory in Peatley, and he shot himself in the hand with a nail gun, and he left the nail in all day in case he got a warning and got sacked.
I was served tips in a shoe. I thought that was bad, and I looked over and a couple of tables down, there was someone having a salad and a bowler hat.
And I was like, baby, 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 oh, that you'd always be mine. Thank you.
John the lorry driver on the phone. As a man who gets to go to a lot of service stations, which is the best one in the UK?
Washington Services
and
Coupons.
Washington Services?
Are you having a laugh?
Yeah! Washington Services is not even in the top 20 services in the UK. And I know that from my short journeys to Leeds and Manchester.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
What are you doing?
Hello. Oh, oh, oh.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello!
Shut up. Bye.
I was a holiday to Estonia and it's because one of my friends told me that on one of the beaches there, there's a donkey that can moonwalk.
I just want to say, Sunderland did not invent cheesy chips.
I'm a Magnum and we did invent cheesy chips.
I was having a massage and I was really enjoying it and you know you put your head through the little hole. For some reason, I don't know why, I dribbled on her feet.
Long farewell, our feet are saying goodbye.
Let me get this right, you could kill a man with one finger.
Yes.
Shut
it
up.
It is easy to do, believe
it's
it.
It's not easy to do.
No, it is.
It's just a really strong poke.
It's an extremely fast and strong poke, yes.
I imagine you using an iPhone, they just constantly breaking because you've mastered this finger where you can puncture a heart.
Well, this is my 13th phone.
Can I borrow your iPad? Absolutely not. No, you broke the last seven. Yeah. Pete's coming around for dinner. Oh, no, don't not Pete again. We're going to need new bloody doorbells.
Every time.
And there you go, just a few of our favourite bits from you lot over the last 7 years. And you guys have really made the show. So.
Absolute legends, man.
You've really propped up our moderately terrible banter, so thank you.
Right, Chris Brown for you now. It's Capital.
Prince Charles popping up on the last show.
I know. It's good so of him, cool. Isn't
it? Very good. Hey, it's Friday. It's the last Capital Breakfast with Jono and Emily.
I know. We're going to massively celebrate this morning. Please join in with us.
Yes, by playing loads of big tunes.
That's
actually,
right.
Including Chris Brown and Post Malone after this. Post Malone and Swae Lee with Sunflower, 8 minutes past 8. Connor, you legend on Twitter. Thanks for your tweet, mate. Happy last day, he says. Also my last day at my job today as well. After 3 years teaching, big new job in London after Easter. Pray for me and that commute.
Wow, well done, Connor, for getting a new job as well.
Commuting it.
Wow.
To London. Someone's doing well, though, up there to London. Do you know what I mean?
Very good indeed.
That's where you're going, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You might see Emily.
Capital Breakfast with Dino, Pete and Tiles. The Sabre Max. Sweet but psycho. I think it's important I say good morning to John Peters. You never know where he might be or what he might be doing, but I just wanted to acknowledge him.
Absolutely. Respect to Big John. Seriously. Right. Capital's cash call on the way very soon. It's £500 Friday.
Dino, Pete and Tiles. Capital Breakfast.
Good morning.
Let's go. Capital. With eBay. Get ski festival ready with big brands such as Mountain Warehouse and Trespass.